السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. Welcome to our 23rd session on the Maraqi Sa'adat of Imam Ash-Shurambulali رحمه الله. He says in his text, باب الوتر, the chapter on witr. الوتر واجب وهو ثلاث ركعات بتسليمة ويقنط في ثالثة قبل الركوع في جميع السنة. وقد تقدم صفة القنوط ويقرأ المؤتم القنوط تبعا للإمام ويوتر بجماعة في رمضان فقط. صلاته مع الجماعة أفضل من أدائه منفردا آخر الليل، ولو أدرك الإمام في ثالثته لا يقنطه فيما يقضيه. He رحمه الله says in the section on witr, the witr prayer is a mandatory prayer, and it's prayed just like the Maghrib prayer. الوتر واجب هو ثلاث ركعات تسليمة. Three ركعات, three units, components of prayer, with one concluding, one set of concluding salams. So one, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. ويقنط في ثالثة قبل الركوع في جميع سنة. في جميع سنة. He says that in every year, that وَيَقْنُطُ, the Qunut prayer is recited في ثالثتي, in the third raka'ah, the final raka'ah of the prayer, قَبْلَ رُكُوعٍ في جَمِيعِ سَنَةٍ. So throughout the year when you're praying with it, nothing changes. You perform the Qunut prayer in the last raka'ah, the third. وَقَدْ تَقَدَّمَ صِفَةُ الْقُنُوتِ. He mentions that the description of the Qunut was previously mentioned, either the way to pray, what prayers can be offered, and so on. وَيَقْرَأُ الْمُؤْتَمُّ الْقُنُوتَ تَبَعًا لِلْإِمَامِ. A group, people who يَقْرَأُ الْمُؤْتَمُّ الْقُنُوتَ تَبَعًا لِلْإِمَامِ وَيُوتَرُ بِجَمَاعَةِ فِي رَمَضَانَ فَقَطْ. So he says the Qunut can be the Qunut is prayed taba'an lil imam. So one just follows the imam's Qunut in the prayer. One doesn't have to, if one's praying in a congregation, one just the imam's du'a Qunut suffices. وَيُوتَرُ بِجَمَاعَةٍ فِي رَمَضَانَ فَقَطْ. Only in the month of Ramadan can the witr prayer be prayed in a congregation. And he says, وَصَلَاتُهُ مَعَ الْجَمَاعَةِ أَفْضَلْ مِنْ أَدَائِهِ مُنْفَرِدًا آخِرَ اللَّيْلِ. So praying witr in a congregation is far superior, is better than if one prays by oneself مُنْفَرِدًا آخِرَ اللَّيْلِ. So even if one is praying in the last portion of the night by oneself, it is better to pray in a congregation, i.e. to pray with the imam. وَلَوْ أَدْرَكَ الْإِمَامَ فِي ثَالِثَتِهِ لَا يَقْنُتُ فِي مَا يَقْضِيهِ. If a person joins the congregational prayer, the witr prayer, in the third raka'ah, he joins the imam in the third and final raka'ah, or component or unit of the prayer, one doesn't recite la yaqnutu fima yaqdi. One does not recite the du'a qunut. So when one is making up fima yaqdi, so the remaining raka'at that one is going to make up, that one is missed by joining the last part of the prayer, the ones that have been missed, when you make them up, you do not do the qunut. The qunut is not recited. Because by catching that final unit or raka'ah of the prayer, it's as if you know you've recited the qunut. It's as if you've caught the qunut ready, so you don't have to make it up when you're making up the remaining units of the prayer. Faslun fi sunan, the section on the emphasized sunnahs. Yes, rahimahullah. المؤكدات الثنائية ركعتان قبل الفجر وبعد الظهر والمغرب والعشاء والرباعية قبل الظهر وقبل الجمعة وبعدها أربع بتسليمة فإن فصلها لم يأتي بالسنة وكانت نفلا مطلقا والمستحبات أربع قبل العصر والعشاء وبعده وست بعد المغرب وسنة ركعتان قبل الجلوس تحية المسجد في وقت غير مكروه وركعتان بعد الوضوء قبل جفافه وأربع فصاعد وأربع فصاعدا في الضحى إلى ثنتي عشرة ركعة وصلاة الليل والاستخارة والحاجة والإحياء ليلة العيدين والليالي العشر الأخير من رمضان وليالي عشر ذي الحجة وليلة نصف شعبان. All of them are sunnah. So he says the chapter of the sunnah al-mu'akkadat, the emphasized sunnah that are two rak'at, the thunaiyya. What are they? They are the two rak'at before fajr, which is highly emphasized. The two rak'at after ba'd al-dhuhr, after the four obligatory units of prayer for the dhuhr. The two after Maghrib, the two after Salat al-Maghrib, to make up five, Wali Isha, and the two after the four Raka'ah, four units of obligatory prayer of the Isha. Warruba'iyyatu, what are the four Raka'at? What are the four Raka'at? With one Taslim only. Qabla dhuhr, the four raka'ahs before dhuhr. Wa qabla al-jum'ah, before jum'ah. Wa ba'daha, and after jum'ah. Before the Friday obligatory prayer of two obligatory units of prayer. And after, wa ba'daha. Arba'un bi taslimatin. These are all four rak'at, one concluding unit of salams. Fa'in fasalaha lam ya'ti bi sunnah, wa kanat naflan mutlaqan. If a person separates them into two different, like two and two and two, doesn't pray them four with one taslim, i.e. prays them as two rak'at with a concluding salam, then one has not performed the sunnah. Rather, these become كانت نفلا مطلقا. These are just general nafl or voluntary prayers. They wouldn't be considered as the four rak'ah of sunnah. Okay, the mustahabbat, the non-emphasized sunnahs. Arba'un qabla al-asr. There are four rak'ahs before asr. Wali isha, the four rak'ah before the obligatory two rak'ahs of isha. Wa ba'dahu, the four rak'ahs that's prayed after Isha. وَسِتٌ بَعَدْ الْمَغْرِبِ, and the six rak'ah after Maghrib. So two, two, two. Six rak'ahs, that's two, two, two. I.e. each salah is concluded with a unit of salam, two rak'ahs. وَسُنَّ رَكَعَتَانْ قَبْلَ الْجُلُوسِ تَحِيَّةِ الْمَسْجِدِ. There are non-emphasized sunnahs that one does. And they include, two rak'ahs before one enters the mosque. When one enters the mosque, but before they sit down. في وقت غير مكروه, as long as you're praying in a time which is not disliked, as long as it's not a prayer time that is disliked. So before one sits down, one enters the mosque before one sits down, one prays a greeting, a prayer that is a greeting, that is greeting the mosque, tahiyyatul masjid. وَرَكَعَتَانْ بَعْدُ الْوُضُوءِ قَبْلَ جَفَافِهِ. Then there are two rak'ats, non-emphasized sunnah, to perform after wudu, before the limbs dry. So when one performs wudu and then one goes to pray for each of the limbs dry up completely, this is a non-emphasized sunnah. One can do that. وَأَرْبَعٌ فَصَاعِدًا. فِي الدُّحَى. There are 4 to 12 rak'ats of the duha, or late morning prayer. And this is from sunrise up to about 5 or 10 minutes before the midday, or they call the zawal. So he says, وَأَرْبَعٌ فَصَاعِدًا فِي الدُّحَى إِلَى ثِنْتَيَ عَشَرَ رَكَعَةً. 4 to 12 rak'ats of late morning duha prayer. وَصَلَاتُ اللَّيْلِ وَصَلَاتُ اللَّيْلِ, the prayer of the night. وَالْإِسْتِخَارَ وَالْحَاجَ, the prayer of need, the prayer of making a serious decision. صَلَاتُ الْإِسْتِخَارَ. وَإِحْيَاءُ اللَّيْلَةِ لَعِيدَيْنِ, the night before the two Eid Salah. وَالْلَيَالِ الْعَشْرَ أَخِيرَ فِي رَمَضَانِ, the last 10 nights of Ramadan. وَالْلَيَالِ عَشْرَ ذِي الْحِجَّةِ, the prayer during the first 10 nights of Dhul Hijjah. And then you got وَاللَّيْلَةِ نِصْفِ مِنْ شَعْبَانِ, the night prayer of mid-Sha'ban, around the 15th of Sha'ban. These are between 4 and 12 rak'at that anyone can pray. These are the times that they can pray. And then he says, rahimahullah, فَصْلٌ التَّرَاوِيحُ سُنَّةٌ للرجال والنساء وهي 20 ركعة بعشر تسليمات وتصح بعد العشاء ويجوز تقديم الوتر عليها ويستحب الجلوس بعد كل 4 قدرها والختم والجماعة فيها سنة كفاية للرجال وإذا ثقل على القوم طول قراءته طول قراءة يخففها ويقرأ فيها بنحو سورة الكوثر وقل هو الله أحد إلى تمامها. Then he says, رحمه الله, التراويح سنة للرجال والنساء. The تراويح prayer is a sunnah for both men and women. And وهي 20 ركعة بعشر تسليمات. It is 20 units of prayer with 10 concluding salams. After every 2 rak'ah, one concludes the prayer with the salam. Assalamu alaikum salam. Assalamu alaikum salam. So to the right and to the left. So you do it in sets of 2. وَتَصِحُ بَعَدَ الْعِشَاءِ. The tarawih prayer is valid after the night prayer, the isha prayer. And of course, it's until fajr. You've got until fajr time to pray. وَيَجُوزُ تَقْدِيمُ الْوِتْرِ عَلَيْهَا. The tarawih is valid after the isha prayer until fajr, of course, and they may be performed before the witr prayer. One can perform the tarawih before the witr prayer. وَيُسْتَحَبُّ الْجُلُوسَ بَعْدَ كُلِّ رَكَعَةٍ كُلِّ 4 بِخَدْرِهَا. One should try one's best after every 4 rak'ah to rest. To rest. And it's approximately 4, however long it took to pray the 4 rak'ah. A couple of minutes, something like that, a few minutes. What was I going to say? أَرْبَعُ بِقَدْرِهَا وَلَخَتْمُ وَالْجَمَاعَةُ فِيهَا سُنَّةُ كِفَايَةٍ لِلْرِجَالِ. It is a sunnah kifaya, communal sunnah act, for men to pray this together. As well as to complete the recitation of the Qur'an, khatam. One completes the Qur'an through the course of the month. وَإِذَا ثَقُلَ عَلَى الْقَوْمِ, طول القراءة يخففها. If, however, this lengthy kind of recitation is very difficult or too burdensome for the people in the congregation, then what should the imam do? يخففها. He should lighten the prayer, like shorten it, reduce the length of the prayer. فَيَقْرَأُ فِيهَا بِنَحْوِ الْكَوْثَرِ. So he should recite chapters of the Quran like Al-Kawthar, إِنَّا أَعْطَيْنَاكَ الْكَوْثَرِ, or Surah Al-Ikhlas, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ, إِلَى تَمَامِهَا, إِلَى تَمَامِهَا completely. So it's better really to have a swelling congregation, big jama'ah. It's preferable to have that than just a lengthier recitation with fewer people. Babu, as-salatu fil ka'aba musharrafa, section on praying on top of the Kaaba and musharrafa. Yasihu fardun wa naflun fiha wa fawqaha. ومن جعل ظهره إلى غيره إلى غير وجهه إمامه فيها أو فوقها صح وصح الاقتداء خارجها بإمام فيها وإن تحلق حولها صح لمن كان أقرب إليها وليس في جهة الإمام. He says, رحمه الله, that it is valid to pray both the fard, the obligatory prayer, and the voluntary nafil prayer inside the Kaaba or on top of it. Even though on the satah, on the top of the Kaaba, is considered disrespect. So it says, then he says, rahimahullah, وَمَنْ جَعَلَ ظَهَرَهُ إِلَى غَيْرِ وَجِهِ إِمَامِهِ فِيهَا أَوْ فَوْقَهَا صَحَّةً. Is valid for anyone who for anyone to turn their back. If one, you know, directs their back towards a Kaaba, وَجَعَلَ ظَهْرُهُ إِلَى غَيْرِ وَجِهِ إِمَامِهِ. So if one turns their back, back towards a Kaaba, other than facing, without facing the front of the imam, then that's valid. As one is valid, وَصَحَّ الْإِقْتِضَاءُ خَارِجِهَا بِإِمَامٍ فِيهَا. It's allowed for one who's outside of the Kaaba to follow someone who's praying in the Kaaba as imam. وَإِن تَحَلَّقُوا حَوْلَهَا صَحَّ لِمَنْ كَانَ أَقْرَبُ إِلَيْهَا وَلَيْسَ فِي جِهَةِ الْإِمَامِ. If the people who are praying around the Kaaba, they form a circle around the Kaaba, then the prayer is valid, except for those on the same side of the Kaaba as the imam while closer to it. So those who are facing the imam directly, that wouldn't be valid. Face to face, like facing the direction of the imam. But if your back is, if the imam's face is in the direct direction of your back, then that means you're ahead of the imam. And that wouldn't be valid. That wouldn't be valid. And then he talks about Salatul Fawaid, making up the missed prayers. الترتيب بين الفائتة والوقتية وبين الفوائد مستحق ويسقط بأحد ثلاثة أشياء: ضيق الوقت المستحب والنسيان، وإذا صارت الفوائد ستا غير الوتر فيفسد ماداه مع تذكر فائتة ولو وترا فسادا موقوفا ولا يحتاج لتعيين الصلاة بل يكفي نية الظهر أو عشاء بما عليه وكذا صوم ويعذر من لم يهاجر إلى دار الإسلام بعد إسلامه بجهله شرائع. So he says باب قضاء الفوائد. So this is the part on making up any missed prayers, the qadha. Maintaining the correct order between a missed prayer and what one is praying right now, al-waqtiyya, this is, this must be done, mustahiqqun. At-tartibu bayna al-fa'ita wal-waqtiyya. So that which is making sure that your missed prayers, you're praying in the correct order between the missed prayer and the current prayer that you're praying now. ويسقط بأحد ثلاثة أشياء. So one must, you know, perform one's missed prayers in order. However, ويسقط بأحد ثلاثة أشياء. However, this order is no longer mandatory, one of three conditions or situations. If the recommended time of the waqtiyya prayer, the current prayer that you have to pray, is about to finish. In which case you pray the prayer that you have to do right now, then you make up your prayer, the missed prayer. Another condition is, so فَيُسْتَدُ مَا أَدَّاهُ مَعَ تَذُكْرِ فَائِتَتِي وَلَا وِتْرَ فَسَادًا مَوْخُوفًا. So he says, if you, صديق الوقت المستحب والنسيان, forgetting that, you know, if one forgets that one has some missed prayers and therefore one prays one's current obligatory prayer, then he doesn't have to make up the current obligatory prayer when he remembers he missed his prior prayers. So if one forgets that one has missed, I don't know, some prior Salah, let's say Dhuha, and one is praying Maghrib now, or one is praying Isha now, let's say, and one forgot to do the makeup prayer first, that's fine. That's fine. Then he says, وَإِذَا صَارَتِ الْفَوَائِدُ سِتًّا غَيْرَ وِتْرٍ فَيَفْسُدُ مَا أَدَاهُ مَعَ تَذَكُّرِ فَائِتَةٍ وَلَوْ وِتْرَ فَسَادًا مَوْقُوفًا. If the number of the missed prayers, which doesn't include witr, becomes six or more, hence, whatever one is currently now praying, even witr, it would be deemed invalid, but in abeyance, suspended, it's mawqufan. وَلَا يَحْتَاجُ لِتَعْيِينِ الصَّلَاةِ. Then he says, it's not mandatory, it's not necessary when making up one's prayer to specify what exact prayer is one's making up. بَلْ يَكْفِي نِيَّةُ الظُّهْرٍ وَعِشَاءٍ مِمَّا عَلَيْهِ. Rather, it's enough just to intend a Dhuhr prayer or an Isha prayer that one is making up, that one owes, that one must do. So you'd have to know the exact day or week or month or time. You're just making up a prayer in a generic way. And the same holds for fasting, وَكَذَا الصَّوْمُ. فَيُعْذَرُ مَنْ لَمْ يُهَاجِرِ إِلَى دَارِ الْإِسْلَامِ بَعْدَ إِسْلَامِهِ بِجَهْلِهِ شَرَائِعٍ. Anyone who did not immigrate to Darul Islam, the land in which the security and the Sharia of Islam is on that land, after one converts to Islam, so anyone who doesn't migrate to Darul Islam as an Islamic land after the conversion to Islam is excused. They're excused from the obligation of making up their missed prayers or fast. Why? Due to that person's ignorance of the Sharia. What we will do, we will end it there and pick up the bab idrak al fariḍati bil jama'a in our next session بإذن الله تعالى. So I'll end it there. If there's any questions, feel free to ask. وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله وصحبه أجمعين. Okay, in that case, بإذن الله تعالى, we'll catch you in our next halaqah. Until then, requesting your du'as. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.